his men to take back to the ships. Then he sprang into the river, thirsting for still further blood. There he found Lycaon, son of Priam, seed of Dardanus, as he was escaping out of the water. He it was whom he had taken once prisoner when he was in his father's vineyard, having set upon him by night, as he was cutting young shoots from a wild fig tree to make the wicker sides of a chariot. Achilles then caught him to his sorrow unawares, and sent him by sea to Lemnos, where the son of Jason brought him. But a guest friend, Eetion of Imbros, freed him with a great sum and sent him to Arisbe, whence he had escaped and returned to his father's house. He had spent 11 days happily with his friends after he had come from Lemnos, but on the 12th heaven again delivered him into the hands of Achilles, who was to send him to the house of Hades sorely against his will. He was unarmed when Achilles caught sight of him, and had neither helmet nor shield, nor yet had he any spear, for he had thrown all his armor from him onto the bank, and was sweating with his struggles to get out of the river, so that his strength was now failing him. Then Achilles said to himself in his surprise, "What marvel do I see here? If this man can come back alive after having been sold over into Lemnos, I shall have the Trojans also whom I have slain rising from the world below. Could not even the waters of the grey sea imprison him, as they do many another, whether he will or no? This time let him taste my spear, that I may know for certain whether Mother Earth, who can keep even a strong man down, will be able to hold him, or whether thence too he will return." Thus did he pause and ponder, but Lycaon came up to him, dazed and trying hard to embrace his knees, for he would fain live, not die. But Achilles thrust at him with his spear, meaning to kill him. But Lycaon ran crouching up to him and caught his knees, whereby the spear passed over his back and stuck into the ground, hungering though it was for blood. With one hand he caught Achilles' knees as he besought him, and with the other he clutched the spear and would not let it go. Then he said, "Achilles, have mercy upon me and spare me, for I am your suppliant. It was in your tents that I first broke bread on that day when you took me prisoner in the vineyard, after which you sold me away to Lemnos far from my father and my friends, and I brought you the price of 100 oxen. I have paid 3 times as much to gain my freedom. It is but 12 days that I have come to Ilius after much suffering, and now cruel fate has again thrown me into your hands. Surely Father Jove must hate me that he has given me over to you a second time. Short of life, indeed, did my mother, Laothoe, bear me, daughter of aged Altes, of Altes who reigns over the warlike Lelegae and holds steep Pedasus on the river Satnioeus. Priam married his daughter along with many other women, and 2 sons were born of her, both of whom you will have slain. Your spear slew noble Polydorus as he was fighting in the front ranks, and now even